Next up, we have two nightly rental conditional use permits for lot 40 and 42. Representative is Jana Hill for Hummingbird Hills Lane.
Do you want to check with that, Mr. Chairman?
Is Jana here?
Yep, she's there.
Are you okay to, since they're adjacent, to do them both at the same time?
Yeah. They'll have to vote separately, but we can
do the presentation all together and then have two separate votes. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so on these two applications, we've got Brandon Hilt, which is lot 40, and then Tennis Hill, which will be lot 42. Lot 40 is zoned as R1 for nightly rental, and they're seeking a conditional use permit on both lots for nightly rental. For the assessor's information, lot 40 is located in Hummingbird Hills Second Edition subdivision, and lot 42 is also. There's no structures on either property. Both properties are served by Missouri American Water, and the treatment plant for that subdivision for wastewater and White River Electric for electric. The plan is for a single-family home as a five-bedroom home for both parcels. I do have the standard conditional use nightly rental staff recommendations, which is the two persons per bedroom and two off-street parking, in case any of you have any questions on those. So I'll zoom in, but the other parcel, lot 42, is this one right here. This parcel here, which will show up on the next slide, on the next PowerPoint, I'm sorry. This is off State Highway 265. Your parcel here came through for a rezone not too long ago, if you remember, Mr. Myers. Has everybody got their location? Figure out where you are, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is yours this?
You're studying it awful hard. So here's it shows that we're zoned R1. And then pretty much the next PowerPoint will just show that this lot is the lot coming through. That, I would turn it over to the applicant's representative.
Hello, Jana Hilt, and this is for my son Brandon and my daughter Tanis. And I am requesting a conditional use permit for both of those lots. And as far as the size of those lots, they're about an acre, 1 acre per tract. And there's, you see that green strip behind there? That's about 5 acres of utility space. And then it rolls into a 14-acre vacant tract. So it's, you know, very nicely, a lot of green space behind it and around the sides of it. That's about it. Can you think of any questions?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Looking at the two plats of this, and there's a little pie-shaped lot in behind that. Is that owned by you or a different individual?
In between them, it's a different individual.
Yeah, your two applications connect here on the right side, lot 42 and 40, but there's lot 41 in the back.
Lot 42 and lot 41. The pie shape right there.
There's a little.
Okay. Yeah, 41 I don't own. I don't own.
So 40 and 42, and here's 41.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 42 and 40 is the one under consideration. 41 is kind of in between them there.
That's correct.
These are the two that are being considered. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions before we go to public hearing portion? Do we have anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak for or against this application? Okay, so we do have a few on that. So you have any particular order?
I'm Alan Johnson. I live at 154 Hummingbird Hills Lane, and I retired about a year ago. And the reason I moved there is because I wanted something that was safe, quiet, clean, and peaceful. And relatively speaking, that's the way it is there right now. We love it out there. The only time we might get some trash in our yard or have some noise problems are from the only VRBO that's in there right now, which is just down the road from us. So I'm completely against it.
And Scott, do you know which one that is he's referring to, the VRBO?
I was made aware of it today. That one right there.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
It's not part of the subdivision, but it is along this road. It's this big lot right here.
Right,
I had to do the research on it today, but I did find it.
Yeah, and that's okay. The only one in there right now.
But you guys have not seen it for a permit, if you're going to ask. So,
what'll happen on that is, you know, they'll have a big group of people in there. They'll fill up their dumpster over the weekend, and then trash will blow out from that. Anyway, that's my say.
Okay. You want to go next?
Yes, please.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Gary Holtkamp. I'm the owner of, I think it's lot 20, be across the street. And first of all, what he was talking about, that's in Hummingbird Hills Edition 1. Even though you can't tell one from the next, it's kind of, we're the second edition, which is what this is in regard to. But his house is just right down from Edition 1. I'm against this only because, well, not only, but mainly because that's what I bought into, is just single families. We hear from the people that have the, you know, the tourist, and that's what Branson is, but that's not what our neighborhood, and that's not what we agreed to when we bought the properties. You talked about lot 41, which is between these two. The gentleman that owns that, if I can say his name, he came to my house the other night. His name is Dennis Lilton. He was planning on coming tonight. He has a family emergency. Said he'd be out of town for 2 weeks. So he's against it. I was very surprised, since that does not have a house on it, but he said that's not what he bought the lot for either. We did go through this a few years back with the house. I don't know what the number would be, maybe 21, just up from my house. I think it's lot 20. And it was voted against then. Again, it's just not what our part of Taney County was zoned for. Our sewer plant, I've talked to the people who do maintenance on it, and they said even though it was designed for up to 40 houses when it was built, it wasn't put in correctly, and they can maintain it, but they're down there working all the time. It's actually Ozark Environmental that owns that, and they said they're doing all they can to keep the phosphorus out of the lake. And that's part of why we were there. We can see the lake, and we're supposed to take care of it. And even those single families, that, you know, that would be fine. I'm afraid when you have the groups of families come in, that's what was next to me before it was voted against. There wouldn't be one car in a family. It was usually two or three cars, and you know, they were on vacation. They're having fun. They usually would ask you if they could put their trash in your trash cans. And then the one up the hill in Hummingbird 1, it was so much, they got a commercial dumpster up there. And, you know, it's still, the animals can get in them, and the stuff gets scattered all over. And it's just not, you know, what our neighborhood's supposed to be. And so I'm against it, and Everybody that owns a house out there, as far as I know, are against it. One of our next speakers has a petition with everybody signed. So, anyway, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Next.
Thanks for letting me speak. I live at 535 Hummingbird Hills Lane.
And your name, sir?
Jack Bishop. And I also own the property next to it, a vacant lot. I think it's lot 46. It's the end of the 535. I mean, I got the last lot next to my property. Okay, the reason I'm up here, I know if this development proceeds, it's going to devaluate our properties tremendously. And there's going to be people night and day in and out on this little short road. And it's a beautiful area that I bought up here. And everybody loves it up there. But all this traffic coming in at night, maybe pulling out of our driveways, back and, you know, turning around, it's going to be undesirable. And so I'm definitely against it, development of these rentals. That's about all I got to say.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Dan Ward. I live at 507 Hummingbird Hills Lane. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to express my concerns with this conditional use permit for the nightly rentals. My wife is handing out packets I put together. There are several documents in there pertaining to regulations that you're very aware of, but I've highlighted the areas that pertain to this particular incident. We also have photographs of the homes that are there, so that you can see these are very nice homes, ranging from about $300,000 up to about $1 million. We don't have dilapidated homes. We don't have trash. It's a very high-end neighborhood, and you can see for yourself in the photographs. We also have the road, which is private, and it is sustained and maintained by the lot owners. That is a concern that we all have. Increasing the traffic load. When you have rental places, five-bedroom homes, you're going to have multiple cars coming and going. You're going to increase the traffic flow, and yet they're only going to be assessed the same fee that each of us are assessed, and therefore we're going to be paying more because of these two houses that are going in as a commercial and not as a subdivision for single-family homes. Our area is also covered by covenants. Those covenants were established in 2003, and I have a copy of the covenants in there, and the covenants strictly state that this is for single-family resident homes only and no other purpose, and it further states that there shall be no rentals less than 1 year in length. The only way that that can be changed on the covenants is documented in there on the changes have to be at a vote of 75% of the lot owners in order to pass. There has not been a lot owners vote that has not even come to our attention until we got your notice that this was coming up. I did go door to door and I spoke with residents, and in your packet there you have a petition signed by the residents I was able to get a hold of. There are three additional residents that I spoke with, but not in person, who also voiced their concern and indicated that they did not want the nightly rentals on our property. If you turn to the section that talks about the eight conditions that must be met to approve a conditional use permit for nightly rentals in a subdivision such as ours, which is single family, you'll see that there are four of those conditions which are clearly not met. The ones that I have the most concern about is that it does not meet our